Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us a very articulate spokesman for the conservative cause. His name is Alfred Adask. And Alfred, for our listeners out there who don't know who you are, why don't you just give us a little of your background?
Well, I was, I've worked construction work for about 25 years. In 1983, however, I went through a divorce. And I suffered what I thought was a great injustice during the course of that divorce. And I made up my mind, I thought at the time that I thought I'd grab hold of some law books, and I'd study for, I figured it'd take me a year and a half to maybe 3 years to correct the injustice. And I went a year and a half and 3 years and four and five and seven, and I never did correct the injustice. But I became a student of the legal system and something of a political activist. And in fact, there was a publication by the Government Publishing Office, GPO, back about 96, 97. They recognized me as one of a dozen of the most prominent anti-government activists in the United States at that time, and 9 of the 12 were organizations. I was one of the 3 that were singled out as individuals. I'm not a bomb thrower, don't advocate violence, but they made a point of stressing in the government publication that I had run for the Supreme Court of Texas in 1992, and that's supposed to be illegal. Well, one thing or another, I've hosted meetings. We had the biggest legal reform meetings in the United States right here in Dallas. I built that up. I made that happen. In 96, we'd peaked at 325 people per meeting, twice a month. It was the biggest meeting in the country, and been a bunch of newspapers and rest of that. So I've been kind of a big fish in a small pond. I've been a big fish in the legal reform pond is what it comes down to. And it's a small pond, but it's the right pond for me, so that's where I am.
All right, fine. And, of course, what you're really doing is pointing out the injustice in our justice system.
Yes, that's exactly right. We explore that, and we try to discover the law. We try to educate ourselves, the people that are involved in this. We are trying to educate ourselves. We read case law. We study the legal system and how it relates to the political system, and we are trying to reach conclusions on how to get back to something we think would be more just.
And of course, the thing is, you can't have a just system unless you have just men, and you can't have just men unless you have men with a religious foundation who realize they're answerable to someone above themselves. And when we try, of course, to use our ideas and our intelligence to get a better system, why, of course, then we have rule by man and not rule by God. And what we need to do, of course, is to have just people and then to limit the power of government over the lives of the people, because the greatest enemy to freedom is government. You have to have government, but you've got to limit it, and you have to have government that abides by its own laws and is not under a law to itself. When we get back, we're going to get into some fascinating information about our form of government.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine. But those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of 3 campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting a media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Back. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Alfred Adask, and we're going to be talking a little bit about his view of our Declaration of Independence. You know, the great tragedy of today is that most people have been deliberately dumbed down in our school. They do not understand that basically the Declaration of Independence is sort of like the Articles of Incorporation of our Constitution. That's why they do not teach this in our schools, and many of the not modern textbooks delete parts of that, especially the part that talks about God. Now, of course, when the Supreme Court opens its sessions, why, the choir comes in and says, God save the United States and this honorable court. But the Supreme Court, of course, have taken mention of God out of our schools. How could they do that when their session opens with God? Very simply, because they want to take any realization of the importance of God away from our children. There's a conspiracy, an organized, orchestrated conspiracy to change our form of government, which originally began with the concept that our freedom came from God, and they don't want our children to know that. They don't want our adults to know that. They don't want our attorneys to know that. And the tragedy is that there are very, very people today who really understand the importance of the Declaration of Independence. So, Alfred, why don't you pick up the story there? Because I thought your discussion of this was fascinating.
Well, you know, I am now 60 years old, and I have attended a 4th of July celebration for virtually every year of my life, including the first year when I was just a couple months old. I don't know it for a fact, but I suspect my parents bundled me up and took me off to a 4th of July celebration. And in basically 60 4th of July celebrations, I have yet to attend one where anyone bothers to explain what we're really celebrating. Most people think 4th of July has, if they even think about it, they know it's a day off, they know we don't have to go to work. That's cause for celebration. We can go out, we can get drunk, we can get sunburned, we can play baseball, go swimming and water skiing, eat steaks on the grill, and at night we'll watch the fireworks and go ooh and ah. And people know it's got something to do with the American Revolution, but I suspect that a lot of people, if you asked them, would say they thought it was, well, it must celebrate when we won the American Revolution. It didn't celebrate the end of it. It didn't celebrate the victory. It was the beginning for all practical purposes, and most particularly, it was a statement of principles on which the first 13 states were built. This was the declaration that created the first 13 states, converted them from colonies into states, and laid the philosophical foundation for those states and ultimately the United States of America, the federal government. This is to this day the organic law, one of the four documents that comprise the organic law of the United States of America. And nobody reads it. It's not a long document. It's not a complex document. The language is 200 years old now, a little over 200 years. It's a little bit unfamiliar compared to modern language. But you can get right into it, you can understand it, and it doesn't take a lot of intelligence. If you read it, it's pretty obvious. Take a look at the second sentence. And it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This is the single most radical statement in Western political history. Prior to the Declaration of Independence, Western history had been dominated by monarchies. And under that law form, the presumption is that the king and the king alone gets his rights from God. He was the one who had the divine right of kings. And because he got his rights from God, he was the sovereign. All else were subjects because they did not get their rights directly from God. When they wrote the Declaration of Independence and they said, no, they said, forget that, just one man getting his rights from God. They said, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. When they said all men, they didn't merely mean the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. They meant all men, including kings. And with that statement, when they declared that all men were equally endowed by their Creator, God, with that statement, they elevated all men to the status of kings. This is the foundation for the concept of individual sovereignty. You'll hear that concept referenced in the legal reform community, in the patriot community, and it gets a certain amount of lip service, but not everybody grasps the significance. If you get your rights directly from God, or at least your most important rights, your unalienable rights, you get those from God, then you are a sovereign. And if you're a sovereign, you are no longer a subject. Now, if we go back and compare the law form that existed in England, for example, at the time of the Declaration, the law form, which is simply a hierarchy of authorities, a pecking order for all practical purposes, you had God number one, King of England number two, Government of England number three, and the people number four. People were down at the bottom of the pecking order. They had to put up with anything. It all went downhill onto them. We had, again, God number one, King number two, Government number three, People number four. With the Declaration, we laid the foundation for a brand new law form, which was God number one, People number two, and Government number three. We elevated people from the bottom of the pecking order to the second position, directly below God, but above government.
And, of course, I think people do not understand that the people who created our country understood what had happened throughout all civilization before. They tried democracy. In Greece, it didn't work. They tried democracy. In Rome, it didn't work. It had been tried repeatedly before and always resulted in chaos. And, of course, as James Madison had said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with the rights of personal security, rights of private property and personal security, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. turbulence and contention. Does that sort of suggest what's going on in the world today? Taking away the rights of private property, does that suggest what's going on today? And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that the people who founded America believe that our freedom came from God. These ideas were put forward by a man named Samuel Rutherford, who was a Scots theologian who wrote a book called Lex Rex, The Law is King. Rather than the king is the law, Rex Lex, it was Lex Rex. And he, in his book, he said, all men are created equal. The king is created in sin. The people are created in sin. All people are subservient to God. Why should then the king be able to lord it over the people? All men are created equal, and that idea of Samuel Rutherford was put into our Declaration of Independence, the most exciting document ever written by men, and it was the very foundation of America. That's the reason it isn't taught in school today. That's the reason they never reference this. It used to be that we always read the Declaration of Independence every year on the radio. They read it in our churches, at meetings. They don't read it anymore because they don't want people to know that we are the sovereigns and the government is subservient to the people.
That's exactly right. You know, I read this, and when you see what, to my mind, the Declaration of Independence is the high water mark of the Protestant Reformation. What was started by Martin Luther and went forward, I believe that for me, this to me is the high water mark of the Protestant Reformation. A lot of people would think it's perhaps an absurd comment. I wouldn't argue against the idea of inserting the Declaration of Independence into the Bible as the book immediately before Revelations. A lot of people think that's ridiculous, and maybe I'm going too far with that. But it does say in the third sentence, after the second sentence establishes that we all get our rights from God, the third sentence is the next. We've all heard that sentence. We hold these truths to be self-evident and so on. We've heard it. We don't understand it typically, but we've heard it. But the third sentence in the Declaration, that's the one where that's the money group. That's a powerful, almost as powerful as the second. It says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. You know, if all we had was a philosophical statement that said that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights and so on, well, we might not have to pay much attention to it. But the third sentence says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. That's telling us that the principal purpose of government as envisioned by the founders was to secure our God-given unalienable rights. They are directly referencing the rights in the previous sentence, and those are the ones that come from God. That principle, it was this same document that created the first 13 states. And it is implausible, inconceivable, that those states could have been created with the intent that they would have a purpose other than what was in the very document that created them. The 13 states, their purpose was to secure the rights that God gave us. That is the purpose of every state government to this day, if the government is essentially compelled to do the right thing. That was the intention of the founders. That should be the reality today.
And you know, the most amazing thing is if you read every state constitution, every one of them talks about God. There's not one of them that doesn't talk about God. But we, of course, couldn't allow that mentioned in our schools, could we? Because that would violate the law of separation between church and state. Every one of our states is a republic. Why? Because it is to be a nation of laws, not of men. Because if you have democracy and you have rule of men, you end up with eventually turbulence and contention. And, of course, the whole structure of society is eventually destroyed. That's why America was to be a republic, and every state was to be a republic. But they do not teach that in school today because there are people who really would establish a fascist society in what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we're going to be back here in just a moment with Alfred Adask as we develop these ideas that man really is to be second only to God and government was to be subservient to men. Government was to serve us. They were to be our elected representatives, not our rulers. And they were to be held to the same laws that we were. They were to obey the Constitution. Why, we've got presidents after president after president who expand the power of government and who keeps telling us this is a democracy. Have they ever read the document that they've sworn to uphold? How could you possibly read the Constitution and say this is a democracy? Either you're lying or you're ignorant. But America's a republic, and they understand the difference, or they should. We'll be back in just a moment here with Alfred Adask.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is the smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're talking about the Declaration of Independence, what a wonderful document it is, and this idea that our freedom in America came from God, which is never taught in the schools today. It's not allowed to be, because there really are people who would destroy America, who would establish a dictatorship, whose loyalty is not to this country. They have a globalist dream. In fact, let me digress here for just a moment, Albert. But today I got a questionnaire from the Blue Cross Insurance, which I carry as a supplement to my Medicare. And they said, you know, we want to serve you best. And, you know, we just really appreciate your support in carrying our insurance. And so we'd like to know how you would like in the future your forms to come to you. Would you like them to come in Japanese, in Vietnamese, in Farsi? In Chinese, and then they listed about 10 different languages. They didn't list English there, of course. The form was actually in 4 different languages. One, of course, was English, one was Spanish, one was Chinese, and I'm not even sure what the other one was. It may have been Vietnamese, it was certainly, or maybe it was Arabic. They actually asked if I'd like to buy forms in the future in Arabic. What's this all about? There are people who really want to change us from a sovereign society into a multicultural, multilingual society. That's why they're not, enforcing the immigration laws. They know exactly what they're doing. The lawbreakers in Washington, D.C. would destroy this nation. They just don't want you to know. They want us to be multilingual. They want to destroy this nation. Because their loyalty is not to America, but to globalism. And that's why in the last presidential debates, both candidates, both Skull and Bones member John Kerry and Skull and Bones member George Bush, neither one of them was against globalism. So pick up the story there, because you can't be a globalist and support our Declaration and our Constitution and the religious foundations upon which this country was founded.
I suspect that Kerry is a member of Skull and Bones, and I think Bush is a member of the empty Skull and Bones. but the globalist idea is based on a representative democracy. We see evidence of that in the fact that George Bush, for example, is fighting. He is the world champion for democracy. He's out to impose a democracy in Iraq. And they worked hard to put one into Palestine, and now they're not too pleased with the results of the situation.
And they had an election over in Egypt recently, and the radical Muslim Brotherhood got about a third of the seats there. And they probably would have got a lot more if we hadn't rigged the election. What we've done is we've driven the Islamic world into radical Islam, which, of course, is in preparation for creating a World War III. You've got to have an enemy, and boy, we're getting the best enemy American tax dollars can buy.
What we're seeing here is a powerful lesson. When President Clinton was in office and he ran for, I think it was for his original election, which was, 1992?
Right.
His mantra, his motto for his campaign workers and whatever, it's the economy, stupid, meaning that the only thing that people care about is the money. You got to work the economy issue, work it, work it, work it, and we can win this election. For the most part, Clinton is correct in most times. But the truth of the matter is, the real power in any society has always been the people's faith. If you can arouse the people for a spiritual purpose, they are absolutely fearless, they are impossible to stop, you can kill them all, but you can't stop them. They will not surrender, they will not quit when they believe that you are trespassing on their faith. Government goes out of its way to teach people that, hey, there's no meaningful faith, there's no significance, everything's all about the economy, it's all about the money. What we're seeing in Palestine and Egypt and a number of places in the Middle East, you push people hard enough and you will bring up their faith. And when they do, they are impossible to deal with.
And the thing is, right along with what you're saying, we are giving $600 million a year to Pakistan. They have 20,000 madras schools there that indoctrinate the young boys in the radical form of Islam. They have 55 terrorist training camps in the country that we're financing with your tax dollars. Of course, we're doing everything we can to support Saudi Arabia that pushes this radical form of Islam. We were giving money to the PLO. Until recently, and of course they were actually providing funds for the terrorist bombers who were killing the people in Israel. Why would you do something like that, stupid, unintentionally? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Alfred Adask, and he's absolutely right. We're doing everything we can. In fact, during the Afghan war, we were actually passing out copies of the Quran. And if you want the documentation, we have it. We were passing out textbook, to the Islamic people pushing this radical form of Islam. We have created the best enemy money could buy. World War III is coming. It's only a matter of time. And, of course, we're really just a whole radical movement is sweeping the Arab world thanks to America's policies.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Tierney. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Money,
hold that
money.
Thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Alfred Adask is our guest today, and he was simply pointing out that when the settlers first came out of the Western Hemisphere, the people who came to the Northern Hemisphere came looking for religious freedom and searching for God. And the people who went to South America went there searching for gold. America, here, North America has prospered like no other nation ever has. And South America, and certainly Central America, have been wallowing in poverty for hundreds of years. And exactly the same thing happened after the American Revolution. We had a revolution in 1776, and we founded a nation based upon God with this idea that our freedom came from God. And France had a revolution in 1789, and they were going to create a utopian society, and they hung the priests, and they raped the nuns, and they hung them from telephone poles, and of course, they didn't have telephone poles, trees, or whatever where they were, but, I mean, they slaughtered them, you know, by the thousands. They seized all the property of the Catholic Church. They were going to create a utopian society without God, and of course, they went from revolution to revolution to revolution to revolution, and we've even had revolutions in the last few years over there in France, and you saw the violence that was over there recently, just a few months ago, when, of course, many of the cities over there were burning. You have a society that has no religious foundation, and you have anarchy, and, of course, we have two choices. We can either return to God here, or we'll see exactly the same anarchy in the cities and the towns of the United States. So pick up the story, Alfred.
Well, where we went wrong, in my opinion, you can point to a number of steps, but the problem really began for us in a serious way with the New Deal in the 1930s. And that's where they imposed a national democracy in this country. Prior to that, we were guaranteed a republican form of government. That's exactly what it says at Article 4, Section 4 of the Federal Constitution. And down here in Texas, it guarantees the same thing at Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution. Absolutely, positively guaranteed a republican form of government at the state level. But with the New Deal, they created a national democracy. And the democracy is inherently atheistic. The reason for that, you can deduce this, you think about it, a lot of people say, well, that's crazy, you can believe in God and still participate in the democracy. Well, in a sense, yes. But the fundamental principle of the democracy is this. If we vote to take someone's life, we can do so. If we vote to take their property, if we let the majority vote, we can do so. Every time I talk about it, use the same old joke, definition of democracy. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what to eat for dinner. That simple joke, if you can get that much out of this radio program, believe me, you will have learned a powerful lesson. If you can just grasp the principles of two wolves and a sheep voting on what to eat for dinner. Everyone knows that the two wolves, the majority, will vote to eat the sheep, the minority. But people think that democracy functions simply as a question of mathematics. Two is greater than one. The majority rules. But the reality of the democracy is not simply that two is greater than one, but rather that no member of the democracy has any right to resist the will of the collective as expressed by the majority. What I mean by that is suppose that we had a system of government that was based on the idea that all men are created equal and endowed with by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If the sheep could make a claim to such right, then the wolves could not vote to take the sheep's life. It would not matter whether there was two wolves or 200 million wolves. So long as we embrace the principles found in the Declaration of Independence, the democracy would fail. The vote is meaningless. They would be wasting their time, their money, their ink, their ballots. Everything would be a waste of time if they were voting to eat the sheep. The only way that you could kill that sheep lawfully in the republican form of government would be if the sheep had violated its covenant with God. Insofar, for example, if the sheep committed murder, if it committed one of the crimes in the Bible that essentially said it makes the sheep subject to death, under those circumstances, then the society can dispose of the sheep. But they could not arbitrarily vote to take the sheep's life or the sheep's wool or the house the sheep lived in simply because the majority wanted it. Under those circumstances, you would truly have a free country. You wouldn't have to walk around fearing that who knows who's going to take what you've got. You would be secure that you owned your life, your property, and you could go where you wanted, and no one could lawfully deprive you of that. Well, the point is, democracy is based on the idea, it must be based on the idea, that all members of the democracy are without any God-given unalienable rights. They have no right to resist the will of the collective. The principle of democracy is not that the majority rules, but that the members of the democracy have no significant individually held rights.
And, of course, if you go back and you read the Communist Manifesto, you'll find that Karl Marx was a great proponent of democracy. Every socialist wants democracy. I've read the Communist papers for 40 or more years. They all want democracy in America. And the great tragedy is this is what they teach our students in school today. I wonder why. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sure you remember Nikita Khrushchev banging his shoe, the premier of the Soviet Union, back probably in the 50s, if I recall correctly, banging his shoe on the UN and telling, "We will bury you in the United States." Well, the Soviet Union is gone, but the truth of the matter is we have embraced a democracy in this country, and the fundamental of the democracy, the fundamental principle, is identical to that of communism.
You're absolutely right. And, of course, for our listeners who listen regularly, realize that the new Ten Commandments has been written by Mikhail Gorbachev, along with two multi-billionaires, Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller. They've written a new Ten Commandments in the Ark of Hope, and it lays out the plan for America. It's been exhibited at the United Nations, travels throughout the world. They understand what they're doing. Why do multi-billionaires, one American, one Canadian, work with a former ruthless dictator of Russia? Because they all want exactly the same goal. A new world order under a new ruling elite, and the end of freedom in America, and the end of freedom throughout the world. And this is exactly where we're heading. That's what globalism is about. That's why they leave our borders open. That's why they're sending our jobs and our factories overseas. That's why they're running the deficits. That's why they're moving us to World War III. Pick up the story there.
Well, I agree exactly. You know, when we talk about sending the jobs overseas, for example, and allowing illegal immigrants to come into this country, they will tell you that the illegals are taking the jobs that Americans don't want. That's not true. They're taking the jobs at wages that Americans don't want. For example, I could put an ad in the newspaper to get people to clean portable outhouses, and I could offer that job for minimum wage, and we aren't going to get many people to take the job. But if I were willing to pay $50 an hour to clean that outhouse, I guarantee there'd be a whole bunch of people lining up to clean the outhouses. The question, the illegal aliens don't come in to take the jobs we don't want. They come in to take the wages we don't want. And as a result, they drive our wages down.
And of course, that's really what this whole thing is about, is lowering the living standards of the American people and impoverish the American people. And they haven't figured it out yet. But they will. Given a little bit of time, as everything that people have worked their whole life for, their pensions, their CDs, their annuities, their their bank accounts, even their stocks, are effectively eroded and destroyed.
The problem we'll have is if the people are too late waking up, we'll already be so deep in the trouble that the only way you'll have food is perhaps to cooperate with the government.
Or maybe it'll just be issued as it is over in Iraq today. And the people there, once a proud people, now, of course, they're getting their food rations from the benevolent rulers, the Americans now, who occupy their land. And if you get out of line, why, of course, you'll be imprisoned. If you speak out against the occupation, you'll be imprisoned. Everybody is afraid to do anything. How would you like to live in constant fear, for fear of being killed either by the insurgents or being shot by the Americans who are trying to kill the insurgents? What a terrible thing we produce there, but men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And the people who did not oppose this war, because the Iraqis had offered to surrender. Oh, you didn't remember knowing about that? Saddam Hussein had offered to go into exile. You didn't know about it. If you want the documentation, why, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the documentation. There was no reason for the war. They would have opened it up and let American soldiers come in and look for the weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. We didn't want a solution. They wanted a war. Go ahead, Alfred.
Yeah, of course, that war, in my estimation, is based on the fact that the oil has backed dollars since the 1970s. People think we've been led to believe that the dollar is simply backed by the faith and credit of the American people. The real value of the dollar has been backed by the fact that you could only purchase oil either in the New York Mercantile Exchange or in London's International Commodities Exchange. Those were the only places that sold crude oil in the world. And those exchanges operated exclusively in United States dollars. If you want to buy crude oil to manufacture gasoline to drive your economy, for example, or heating fuel or whatever else you needed, you had to have dollars. And as a result, our dollar has been effectively backed by oil. It has had an exaggerated value because everybody had to have them overseas. We've been able to export our inflation to people who had to have dollars in order to buy oil. And the problem with Iraq is in 2000, Saddam Hussein began to sell his oil denominated in euros rather than dollars. And with that, he threatened the value of the United States dollar. And that is, in my opinion, the real reason we invaded Iraq.
That may very well be the reason that we will soon be at war with Iran. See, we've got Ralph calling from Oklahoma. Ralph, did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I just want to salute your fine guest there. And one thing that's always been a burr with me, the pronunciation of alignment.
Alienable, right.
Yeah, and me, that's free and clear, God-given rights.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, you know, I'd ordered the, 1828 dictionary just for that so I could show people, and there's not a pronunciation guide in that. And I hope someday they'll have one.
Well, I think is actually a copy of the one that was put out by Noah Webster. It would be very difficult to get him to revise that.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no, and it's excellent. I love it. But that one thing that I wanted, that part's not there. But anyway, that's pretty much what I had. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless. Thanks so much for calling. That was Ralph calling from Oklahoma. So, and I certainly echo what he's saying. I think Alfred does an excellent job of expressing these ideas. And they are fundamental. We're involved in a battle of ideas. We're really, of course, involved in a spiritual battle, but we have to express it in ideas. And tragically, they infiltrated our religious seminaries, both Catholic and Protestant, probably 75 years ago. And that's why most of our ministers don't know what we're talking about. They infiltrated our colleges, so most of our professors and most of our politicians and most of the people who taught our teachers do not know what you're hearing today. Pick up the story there, Alfred.
Well, you know, that illustrates another point. We are not dealing with a recent aberration. The information that we're conveying on the program right now is not about, gee whiz, George Bush is trying to do something to us, or Bill Clinton is trying to do something. We're dealing with a problem that goes back at least to the 1930s and arguably goes all the way back to the 14th Amendment in 1865, and some people would say even further. This is a long-term war.
And, of course, there have always been people who wanted to do away with freedom and, of course, to establish an authoritarian society and use the wealth and power, military power and financial wealth of this country to bring about a world government. So it's always been the battle between the Christian influence and, of course, this the dark influence is what I refer to it as. The trouble is most of the Christians don't even understand the battle is going on.
That's exactly right. We are engaged in an incredible spiritual battle that goes back, in this country, most of a century, maybe more, but in a sense, this is part of the same battle that's been going on since the Old Testament. It's not new. It's sophisticated, it's subtle, and it's even hard to believe. I mean, part of the problem we have is trying to convey this information. You show it to people, and part of they'd say, well, why haven't I heard of this before?
Well, you know, I laugh because, of course, I'd been studying this for 20 years before I suddenly came across a little book that changed my life called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. And then I could begin to understand we were involved in the spiritual forces. These are real organizations. They have real people in them. And they go from generation to generation to generation because they worship a different God. And when you understand that, you can understand the continuity of this, what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, that really dominates both of our political parties and most of our society today. And that's why what Alfred is saying is so vitally important. If we could really make people understand the Declaration and the fact that we are not a democracy, at that point, maybe, just maybe, there might be enough people who care about freedom to recapture our country.
You know how many people we need to regain control of this country?
How many?
1/7 of the eligible voters would be enough to recapture this country. 1 out of 7. And the reason is this. in a typical election, for example, in 2000, when George Bush ran first for presidency, from down here in Texas, only 43% of the people in Texas who were eligible to vote bothered to vote in the election. That means that George won down here in Texas. He only had to have a little over half of the 43% that voted. It means all he needed was about 24% to win. As a practical matter, that's essentially true across the country right now. When these people get elected to office and they say, oh, we had a landslide, we're talking about, in fact, all they actually did was find one person in four that thought enough of them to vote for them. If we had a three-party system right now, if we had a viable third party that was not interested in more money, but was in fact interested in the very same principles we find in the Declaration of Independence, in a three-party election, particularly in an off-year like this one coming up in 2006, probably won't even have 40% of the people vote, you need 14% to win. If you can get, that translates into about one man or woman out of every seven who is eligible to vote. Not talking about just registered, but eligible. If you could get one-seventh of the people in this country to stand up at the same time and say, we want to take this country back. We want to go back to the principles this country was built on. We want to go back to these God-given rights, and we want to insist on it. One man in seven. We don't need 51%. We need one in seven to stand up.
And of course,
would be done.
And that's why you do what you do, and that's why I do what I do. And ladies and gentlemen, if you love this country, if you love your children, your grandchildren, imagine what it would be like to live as the people in Mexico do, or in Central and South America, as they do in communist China today, in constant fear of the knock on the door in the middle of the night. But of course, increasingly, we're getting people's doors knocked on, in fact, knocked in right here. Watch television. Why do they send a SWAT team out just to arrest somebody? We'll be right back in just a moment.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Bye-bye. Nice. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and if you'd like to go to Alfred's website, it's www.adask.net. That's adask.net. And go there. He's got some great information. I think he's a great patriot, and we'll be having him on again from time to time. But do you really care about your freedom? Do you think you could lose it? Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you I've read what the other side wants. They want to destroy America. They want a one-world tyranny under their control. Oh, they're going to talk about democracy and their compassion. Well, of course, what they say is one thing. Watch and see what they're doing. And realize we are moving rapidly towards World War III, what has happened in Palestine with the election of Hamas, and, of course, what happened recently in Egypt. Even with all the harassment and the rigged election there, almost 30% of the seats went to Hamas, representatives of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, if they took an election in Saudi Arabia or Pakistan today, why, they would go radical Islamic. In Turkey, of course, the radical Islamic people control the parliament there. The only reason, of course, they don't control the government is because they have a military dictatorship there, which we support in Turkey. Understand that we have generated a radical Islamic movement that did not exist prior to 1979, only in a few minor areas, a limited number of people in the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, a limited number of Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia, and now the whole Arab world is going up in flames. I today talked to a gentleman who acts as a consultant to our intelligence agencies and will be speaking at one of their conferences within the next few days. And as we talked, you know, I asked him what he thought about what was happening as far as the Hamas takeover of Palestine. And his remark was, well, it's all there in the Bible, isn't it? I mean, we're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy, and I really believe he's absolutely right. And he's a Christian. He'll be a guest. We'll be hearing our conversations with him in the near future. He is a consultant for the intelligence agencies throughout the world. And he recognizes, we are seeing the fulfillment of prophecy, and you better know what those prophecies are. And you better be sure that you have a good personal relationship with our Lord, because certainly the only thing that's going to get you through what the very difficult times that lie ahead is your relationship to the Lord. So let me suggest that you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. That's three pamphlets for $9.95. That you get the videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll, the three-hour, the four-hour, the 10-hour videos. That you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That you begin making preparations, both physically and spiritually, for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we certainly ask you to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters because, well, we depend on those of you who listen to our program who feel you're going to get something different here. You're going to get an understanding not of what you're reading in the media, but the story behind the story, the news behind the news. And then, of course, we ask you certainly to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival because if this country does not turn back to God, if there's not a great revival in this country, why, we're going to lose America. And then, of course, we ask you to remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And so until tomorrow, till about the same time, we'll be with you once again. This is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you. Remember our website, www.radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there. of 5 hours a day on the Internet. You can hear our programs on Telstar 5, 9 hours a day. And, of course, please encourage others to listen. And encourage them to understand we live in a country that was once the city on the hill, the hope of all mankind.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.